Day 39. Event Debrief. Assessment and Evaluation. Acts 14, verse 27. On arrival, they got the church together and reported on their trip, telling in detail how God had used them to throw the door of faith wide open, so people of all nations could come streaming in. Important in the success of any event is the assessment of all that occurred. This was routine on board the JFK. We would meet and critically assess any evolution. By doing so, we would focus attention on any future problems. This is often a difficult time for the people involved. Feelings can become frayed if positive and concrete criticism is mistaken for its similar but certainly not the same distant cousin, negative and counterproductive condemnation. Does this mean that we should shun assessments? Hardly. We must find the biblical way of evaluating our actions. To do any less is not to be good stewards over God's resources. The church mentioned in the book of Acts was aware of the need to practice assessment and evaluation. After enjoying a successful event, they quickly came together to see what might be done differently or better. They understood that, as a growing community, they would need the lessons learned to make sure that future events enjoyed an even greater level of success. When we are eager to learn from our errors, we show our commitment to the excellence that God requires. Pray, help me always to evaluate my service as I live out the tenets of my faith, to establish a level of excellence and to overcome any crisis that I might face. I don't ever want to feel that I cannot learn from things I've done before. After-action assessments can take me beforehand to potential danger's core. Questions to consider. Do I always take the time to evaluate my service to the Lord? Is this kind of evaluation important to me and to others? What are its benefits? Reflection for the day. Consider how evaluation have assisted or hindered you in the past. Consider as well their relevance for the future.